President Donald Trump will be holding a campaign rally in Huntington Thursday, something local officials say they prepared for with about a week's notice. The event is expected to draw thousands of not just Trump supporters from the tri-state area, but also protesters. While the city doesn't have any say in what goes on inside the event, they are responsible for what happens outside, where tensions could run high.
West Virginians have been conned.
42-year-old Amy Maynard is a Huntington native who says while she's not a registered Democrat, she also didn't vote for Donald Trump in the previous election. And now that the president is coming to town, campaigning for a re-election that's still 3 years away, Maynard wants to send a message to her fellow West Virginians and the rest of the country.
We want to let others know that though Trump did have a lot of support in West Virginia, at least around the time of the election, that not all of West Virginia supports him.
Maynard volunteers with West Virginia Women's March and Tri-State Indivisible, two groups who have protested the Trump administration in the past and plan to do so again Thursday in Huntington. City officials have spent just about a week preparing for the campaign rally at the Big Sandy Superstore Arena. The venue that holds 9,000 people will handle what happens inside and on its front plaza in coordination with the Secret Service, of course. But what happens on the city streets surrounding the arena, streets that will largely be closed for much of the day leading up to the event, that is up to the Huntington Police Department. Brian Chambers is the city's communications director.
Our police department has been working with the Secret Service, with various law enforcement agencies in this county and surrounding region as well, to ensure that the president's visit goes very smoothly, that it goes efficiently, and that everyone from the rally attendees to the protesters are kept safe.
Maynard says her groups expect anywhere from 20 to 300 protesters to join them at the 4 o'clock rally outside the arena. Her group will gather in an area designated for them by the city police on 3rd Avenue between 9th and 10th Streets. But Chambers says protesters will not be restricted to that area. Posts on social media since the official announcement of the visit last week have called on Trump supporters to arm themselves against the protesters, with one post saying armed conservatives should, quote, clear them once and for all by any means necessary, end quote. Chambers says Huntington police do not believe anyone will follow through with threats of violence, but officers have been participating in specialized training over the past several days to prepare for the event.
We feel confident that there will be no incidents, but you always have to be prepared. And so that is the approach that we have taken.
Maynard also says she and her fellow protesters aren't worried about the threats and are focused on promoting their stances that differ from the Trump administration. The president's campaign stop comes 10 days after Trump's last visit to the state. Trump gave a highly controversial speech at the Boy Scouts of America's National Jamboree in Fayette County last week, a speech after which he was criticized for being highly political. According to a recent Gallup poll, though, Trump's approval rating is at 60% in West Virginia, the highest in the country. Nationally, his approval rating sits at 40%. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Huntington.